Couture. I still think we're going to see plenty of Martavius Carter. He's through the hole. He's got a Laker first down and more.
Great stuff,
Marty Carter. Oh, what a play by Carter.
Some people might say Marty Carter burst onto the scene at Grand Valley on September 10th during the Lakers football win over Tiffin when he ran for 144 yards and scored three touchdowns. But in reality, Carter's arrival into the top echelon of Division II backs came last December when he ran wild in the playoffs with 231 yards against 2014 national champion Colorado State Pueblo. In the mind of his coach, that was the day Carter's promise as a player was realized. Grand Valley head football coach Matt Mitchell.
Weird kind of way for 2016. I'm not sure where we would be at right now with him had Kirk not got hurt. Spencer were down with a broken leg, and it thrust Martavius into that role. He had a lot of success in Pueblo, and he did face some adversity in West Virginia against Shepherd, you know, and that was a tough situation, nationally televised game. You got a redshirt freshman tailback, you know, and but I think he grew and he learned from those experiences, and I think that really is the reason he's off such a fast start in 2016.
Grand Valley sophomore running back Marty Carter.
I felt like it was like I had to fill in some big shoes, you know, because Kurt Spencer, when he was here, you know, he did get majority of the reps, and I was just like the pack a punch, like, you know, when Kurt come in.
Running it with Carter here, and he's
Grand Valley offensive center Aaron Cox.
Man. He's still going.
I wouldn't say it was eye-opening. We kind of expected Marty to have a breakout game. We just didn't know when it was going to happen. We knew he had the speed. We knew he had the, you know, the power to do it. It was just a matter of when he was going to put it all together mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Big-time players make big-time plays. It's time for you to step up. And once they was telling me that, I knew I had to make something happen.
We're going to see Martavius again. We are. He gets the edge. Carter.
With a pair of 200-yard games to his credit in his five starts prior to Saturday's game at Walsh, Carter is now as well-known throughout the conference and country as any player on the Grand Valley roster. And while his speed and moves have allowed him to roll up impressive yardage stats in September, Matt Mitchell says he's amazed at how little fans and opponents have actually seen from his sophomore standout.
He's so fast, you know. We have these GPS tracking systems we use on the guy, and he, on games, gets up to the highest top end of anybody we have on our team. I mean, he's getting up almost to 22 miles per hour on his top end deals. And so what ends up happening is if we can get the thing blocked up and we can kind of get him past that linebacker level, when he hits the back end, a lot of people in Division II just aren't used to that speed and that elusiveness, and a lot of them take some really poor angles, you know, poor angles to get him down, and that's how he gets in behind him. At the same time, he is not also a back that you just put a glove on him, he goes down.
Back there, we know if we get him to the second level, it could be an explosive play. So our focus during the play is to get our pads down and move people out of the way just to give him, you know, that wiggle room that he needs to get out in the open field.
I really like the team, though. I love the team. The O-line, they're my brothers, though. The O-line, I love the O-line.
He's more vocal during the game. You know, he actually talks to us, which is kind of fun. You know, he enjoys talking to us during the game. We keep each other up, and we have good communication. He knows how to read us, and we know how to read him.
In recent years, Grand Valley's mostly Michigan-grown team has had great success through its recruiting efforts in the greater Chicago area. Marty comes from East Chicago, Indiana, and might not have had Grand Valley at the top of his college list coming out of Central High School.
First became an Oregon Grand Valley, you know, it was a couple ups and downs, you know, a little bit of adversity, but a couple coaches, you know, didn't give up on me. So, you know, they reached out to a couple coaches here at Grand Valley. You know, Stacy Adams, you know, reached out to a couple coaches and told them, you know, Marty's available. And a couple coaches heard that and they just jumped right on it. You know, they wanted to get me here.
He's had some rough goes and doesn't really have a mom and dad that are really in his life. His grandmother and grandpa are big influences. You know, his grandpa is an unbelievable person. He went to Shepherd. He's been at every home game this year. And I think he's a person that kind of gets maybe the big picture of the student-athlete experience. He played at East Chicago, Indiana, which is a school that, from a geographic standpoint and just the overall feel of the school, is not a powerhouse. And it's not necessarily some place that's going to be a lot of attraction for recruiters coming in just based on a little bit there. And then academically, you know, he had some work to do, you know, to be able to get to a point where he was admissible. And we were willing to hang in there with him. A lot of other schools, his senior year, when there was some issues, you know, on some things, they kind of backed off. And I, you know, give Jack Ginn, our assistant coach, a lot of credit. He continued to build and strengthen relationship with Martavius.
In past years, a player of Carter's ability might have gotten 25 or 30 carries a game guaranteed, But with Matt Mitchell's long view of the season, Carter is being used judiciously in 2016. Last year's Grand Valley season consisted of 15 consecutive games and ended in the national semifinals when injuries to key players like running back Kirk Spencer became too much to overcome. It's the reason why the Lakers' mantra this fall is rest and recovery, and why Terrell Dorsey and Christian Lumpkin have also seen plenty of playing time at Carter's position.
We have a team right now that could care less about statistics. I mean, there have been a couple other backs in our league that have put up some really big numbers, but towards the end of it, they're a shell of themselves when they have to go out when arguably you might need them the most. And I'm cognizant of that based on my experiences at Grand Valley. And the less wear and tear that we can, you know, have on him and our other players specifically, the better it is for Grand Valley as we continue through the season.
Though tougher opponents lie ahead, starting with Ohio Dominican and then Ferris State, the Lakers believe their Division II National Player of the Week, Marty Carter, has only begun to scratch the surface of his impressive pool of talents. For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.